None but the hungry heart. 12:6. Sustained. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. Psalm 55, verse 22. Our Father's living waters flow both in summer and winter. He provides the barrenness of winter in order to cut us off from every other supply and teach us to draw from his ever-flowing water of life. The Father passes us through all the seasons here, and the winter, the most trying one, is the most helpful if we are really cast on him in it. Then the real measure of our dependence on him is ascertained, and also the extent of our resources in him, and we make acquisition in him which we never made at any other time. All our growth and fruit depends on our winters, or rather on how we pass through them. The more we can rest in him, the more we are independent of everything outside of him. At such a time, the more vigour we really possess, and the better we get over the winter, be it ever so severe. If I am independent of the winter, it is evident that I have mastered it and not it me. And if I have done so, through the strength of the Lord Jesus, I am relieved, though in no human way. Peter is delivered from prison in a superhuman way, but first he, though enduring a very trying winter, could lay him down and sleep, take his rest, because the Lord sustained him. It is a wonderful thing to be so satisfied with the Lord Jesus' company that we could be tranquil about everything. I remember when I used to think that I should be happy beyond conception if I were able to say, I will fear no evil. My heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. In order to reach this, you must find him enough without anything else. You can never prove the worth of anyone until you are absolutely dependent upon him. I laid down and slept. I awake. For the Lord sustained me. Psalm 3, verse 5.